Yeah, we're not a gang. We don't want to be a part of that. We're not into the sort of uniform of dressing up in anything. People would like to think of us as a punk band or a new wave band or a heavy band or whatever they want. They have all little games they like, you know, to put us in with. And we're not part of it. We're just you two. We're just who we are. Just like Bobby here is who he is. Yeah, right.
With the high ideals that you've got, one might think that you try and put that across in your music, especially the fact that you're from Ireland, a place that really is war-torn, yet your lyrics aren't necessarily political.
No, we're more interested in the cause as the reason why somebody wants to knock somebody over the head with a bottle. We're more interested in the reason why he wants to do that than the fact that he does it in Northern Ireland, because we all have the violence in ourselves. We all have the ability to kick the cat, and if not kick the cat, it's a mental violence.
There's been a myth that to be a great rock and roll star, you have to be living on the edge to a certain degree.
Well, that's the name of our...
No, we live with the edge.
Yeah.
The
edge, right.
That's the name of our guitar player. But living on the edge, okay, you're pushing yourself to an extreme because you're touring a city every day. You know, lack of sleep, lack of food, lack of tea. That certainly puts you under a lot of pressure. And it's that pressure that often influences the music and makes the music, you know, pressured, or makes the music exciting.
Do you think many young rock fans over-glorify their rock and roll heroes?
They do, yeah, because people should realize that we're just jerks like them, you know? Really. You know, it's just we're being paid for being jerks.
Oh, we're much better at being jerks.
See, I've got a really, really, really bad cold, you know? Certainly not huge, superhuman.
But you still get up there and do it, and you're going to
yeah.
do it tonight. Do you think success might spoil you too?
I hope it does.
A lot of horror stories about what success does to a band. I mean, a band that may not be quite ready for it. And it's obvious that you're really young. Not that you haven't paid your dues.
But when it comes down to it, we're really just in it for the tea. Yeah, I think so.